Second Peter chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. The emphasis here is by way of remembrance. It's nothing we're going to talk now that we have not spoken before. By way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And we're looking at something that has to do with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason this came to my spirit was sharing with Pastor Thomas. The coming of the Lord is closer than so many people think. Recently, a very good friend of mine called me from Abuja. He's an Air Force general. And he told me he drinks a lot, you know. He's a religious man, but not the serious type. And he said, he loves God. That young man loves God. He said he woke up from a dream. In that dream, he was walking with some people. And all of a sudden, he said, in the sky like that, he saw a rainbow. He said, that rainbow is the most beautiful rainbow, the colors there, he has ever seen. And while they were walking with those people, he was seriously observing that rainbow, admiring it. I was wondering what type of rainbow like this in the afternoon, like this in the sky. He said, suddenly an eye appeared in the sky on that rainbow. And while he was wondering what is this, a voice spoke from that rainbow. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. He said he shook from the fear and woke up. He woke his wife and said, see the dream I just had. He said he was busy thinking of it. That revelation, he was calling a few people to tell them. He said that few days after that, their own pastor, you know, they call them reverend. They said the reverend of their church, Equa Church in Abuja, had served them very well in that branch, and now he was being posted out recently. And so, by way of send-off, the members of that branch decided he was already reaching his retirement age in the ministry. And they decided that they would build a retirement home for him. So they raised up the building fund, and maybe my friend is the chairman of the building fund. They created an account where they were keeping the money, and the man has, you know, there's a way they arranged it. And he said he had not seen the reverend since he was posted out. He said the reverend called him and said, general, he said, you people are still contributing money for that building. The man said, yes. He said, last night, the Lord appeared to me and told me he is coming very soon. And he said that from the way the Lord spoke to him, that he is not sure the coming of the Lord will last long enough for that building to be completed, and then he will retire and go and live in it. Therefore, he called him to tell them that they should stop that project. That there is no need. The rapture will soon strike. Putting that together with the revelation he had, he said fear came more upon him. See? And I was still meditating on that. When a young girl this Tuesday this week, she spoke of a revelation she got not too long ago. When she said, I don't know whether she says the Lord Jesus or a man called her and showed her a wristwatch. And that she should look at the time. And as she looked at the time, it was 12:05. And in that revelation, she was being ministered to. Jesus Christ is coming soon. 12:05. Anybody that is listening to me now, what I'm telling you today is Jesus is coming soon. That's my exhortation tonight. The Bible says here, Peter, let me read it again. 2 Peter, verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, that is after their own heart desires, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. There will be a group of people, scoffers. The Bible describes them as scoffers. They will be making mockery. I beg, since how many years now? Jesus is coming soon. Where is the promise of his coming? I beg. Hallelujah. Ah, since the days of Apostle Paul, coming soon. Now so. And some are saying it by the word of mouth, but some are also saying it by the life they live. You see? When we say Jesus Christ is coming, hallelujah, we have three comings of Jesus Christ. He has come. The first one, he has come and gone. So, we are not talking about it because we are talking about the one that is ahead coming. There are three. There are three comings that is still ahead of us. Three. The first one. And these three, church, listen. These three coming, Jesus Christ said, the day or the hour, no man knows. He said, even he himself, he does not know. Only the Father knows the day or the hour. So anybody that tells you Jesus Christ is coming, so dates, and so time, he said, don't believe it. Amen. So, and these three comings, nobody knows the exact date. But we know the season, you know. We will know the season. But the actual day or time, nobody knows. The three, number one is nobody. Remember that when Christ will come, some, that is coming for the rapture, some, the dead in Christ will rise first. There are people that will go through the grave to meet him. So the first coming that Christ can come for you is through death. So that is the first coming. For every one of us sitting down here now, we are expecting these three. The first one is death. Holy men, they die. Sinners, they die. There are accidents that take place and genuine children of God, they die. There are sicknesses that catch children of God, genuine children of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, they die. God is the one that chooses through which means he will meet you for the rapture. So when you sit down and say, Christ is coming, they say they come since, they come since, they come since. He can come to you through the grave. Then number two, hallelujah. The soon coming, amen. He is the second one now that we're expecting. Coming at the end of the Gentile church age. It's coming at the end of the Gentile church age. It's coming for the rapture. Hallelujah. We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. The Lord himself, let's read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'll read it from verse 13. Let me read it from verse 13. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those who are dead, believers that are dead, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 16 is the order of his coming. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We have a song in our hymn book. And we, with living yet remain, caught up shall meet our Savior Lord. This hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by his word. Oh, he's coming soon, he's coming soon, he's coming. We welcome his return. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. Hallelujah.